And we're back. That was, let's see. First we listened to The Biggest Bean You've Ever Seen by Judge Dredd. I believe that was a song request from one of Emma's friends, so you can blame them for that.
You can thank them for that.
Yeah, really thank them. It was a beautiful song. Emma had to peace out a little early, so Savage and I will be closing out the show. And the song we just listened to was Creep Feet Haley Reinhart by Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. It's a pretty cool rendition, if I do say so myself.
A very nice cover.
But yeah. Anyways, this is 88 miles per hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that, Savage?
Thank you all.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Heavy words, little lies, telling everything but the truth, the truth.
Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Much, Spence. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Somerville area. Tufts Freeform Radio. Best freeform radio this side of the Mississippi, this side of the Rockies, this side of the Kardashians. Yeah. You're listening to When We Make Music, a show about the music we make. Which can be anything. My normal co-host, the venerable Nick Golan, is not with us this evening. He's fine. Well, maybe not. He's working on a paper right now. So if anyone listening could send a quick one up to Nick working on his paper, that would be wonderful. So just me in the studio right now. Got a fun show planned for y'all's. That was Saint Germain by DJ Cam Quartet. Not really sure exactly where the evening will take us, but I'm hoping somewhere intergalactic. Yeah, might try and fix the turntable while I'm here if I'm feeling ambitious. Get a screwdriver out, give a little play-by-play. Could be fun. If anyone wants to come in and help out with that, that would be great. But other than that, it's just your typical Tuesday at 10. And we've got some tunes for y'alls. This next one is a collab by The Law and Langhorne Slim. Discovered it maybe a week or two ago. Not super into, I don't know. I really like the like the raw vocals of it. So I don't know. I'll shut up.
So long, so long to be the measure of the man I hoped I would be. I take a step forward, I take two steps back. I can't help but be bored unless I'm on the attack. Attacking's all right. We were up on the hill where the blueberries grow, with time to kill. I started to fall, nigga. Hard to breathe, nigga. Hard to relax. Hard to face yourself when you're still busy looking back. And attacking's alright. My love, please understand. My love, please understand. Still busy looking back, and attacking's all right. My love, please understand. My love, please understand. We're alone. Her bed. I wanted her body. She wanted me dead. On a cool summer evening, I woke from a dream. Was scared of something that was inside of me.
had these grand plans for the perfect show, and they were squashed the moment my fat fingers accidentally pressed the wrong button on my laptop. But, you know, we're soldiering on. I'm not too bitter about it. I hope it was only a brief interlude disruption for those who are listening. That last one, like I said, was from Langhorne Slim, On the Attack. Talking to yourself really is, you know, it feels fine when you're walking around, you know, day to day, and you're just like kind of muttering. But when you're consciously talking to yourself out on the air, it's a little, you know, I know I'm talking to you, but I can't see your face, and that bothers me. So we might try to mitigate me talking. I might lose my mind, but that's okay. All right, well, if we're not talking, we're playing music. That's what we do here on La Radio. Yeah, this next song is a Future Islands track that goes out to my friends from back home that are hopefully tuned in. Maybe, maybe not. It's all Future Islands for the first time in the flesh. Earlier this semester at the Orpheum Theater here in Boston. They played this track that I'm going to play. It's one of their earlier ones. Sam Herring, the lead singer of Future Islands, he likes to talk about the songs that he writes. Can't blame the guy. But he said about this one that it was just, you know, kind of an ode to feeling a certain way at a certain time. Which, you know, could be every song written ever. But yeah, a cool note about how music can really take you back to how you're feeling at a certain time. This is called Little Dreamer. Little Dreamer, not Little Dreamer. Thank you.
I hold you close and tight. No more aging suns, only waning ones, like the waxing star, where my lonely heart once bloomed before I met you. I'll always, always dream of you.
楼上，拆的梯间，屋子里忙忙扎吧。
We just played some tunes for you. The first one was The Walkman. The song was The Rat. Rats are some weird creatures. I saw one the other day, and it's just, you know, I want to believe that they're cute. Some people really think they're cute. Ratatouille's cute. Saw a good Ratatouille costume this Halloween, but they just look like they're scheming, you know? And that's maybe just me projecting my opinions about rats based on pop culture references. But they look like they're up to no good. But, you know, that's the song title. Those are my thoughts on rats. After that, we have some Mongolian throat singing that was requested by none other than Sir Wyatt Heritage of House Heritage. The artist was Batzorigvanji. I'm not exactly sure how the pronunciation is, but I liked that a lot. It seems like when I was doing some Googling based off of Wyatt's suggestion that it's used in Marco Polo, the Netflix series. Hopefully he can reach us via the phone and give us a little more detail on what it was we listened to. In the meantime, while we try to bridge that distance through phone lines, got a song by none other than Herbie Hancock. We might cut it short if Wyatt calls in, because I would love some context on that one that we just listened to. But here's some Herbie Hancock.
to me. You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. And I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear. We'll be right back.
All right, everyone. After a long hiatus and a lot of tunes, we are back. Wyatt called the station on his third attempt, and we had a nice, lovely conversation, but it was off air. Sorry. Although I think part of it might have been on air because my mic was on. I was talking to him. So I don't think everyone heard him, but they might have heard me talking to him. So I hope that was entertaining. I hope you guys liked that. But maybe you like the music we played. We played Blended Babies. North Korea is the song. Blended Babies is just a miserable name for an artist. Just invokes, yeah, I don't want to think of a blender filled with babies. Yeah. And then after that we had Master of None by Beach House. Got to see Beach House freshman year at the House of Blues. Super fun. Then after that we had Alone Again Or by Calexico. And then after that we had our second Herbie Hancock song of the night, The Watermelon Man. That would be a cool persona if you were known as the Watermelon Man. Just walked around, like, I don't know, like you were some mystical figure of, like, mythic lore that just went around giving people watermelon.
Only, like, popped out of the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right, exactly. You would have to know what you're looking for, but when you did, you'd be rewarded with watermelons galore. In studio now we have Miss Kylie Pratt. Kylie, anything to say? How's the day been?
Day's been good. Yeah, just kind of cruising through the end of the semester, cruising through finals. You know, shout out to everyone out there who's also studying, or if life's just kind of a grind right now, you know, you're doing it. You're out there, you're living. It's going well though.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's 10:56. We've got 4 minutes left in the show, so we're gonna cram a PSA down
everywhere.
Down the airwaves.
To all of you.
PSA everywhere.
Hey, I think this has been a question I've personally been asking myself a lot over the last, you know, few weeks. I've been feeling the same way. I don't know. I think it's really relatable. The question is, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. So, yeah, I hope you all take that into account over the next few years.
Does your computer have...
See, it did, and then I had to take an ID photo for a visa, and I took it off, and the tape had gotten all over the side of the camera, and so I, like, really got into, like, cleaning it off so it looked nice again, and I couldn't really bring myself to cover it up, but it'll be back on there as soon as I do. Yeah, because that government software, you know, you never know.
You never know.
Never really know what's out there.
Visa, paperwork. You excited for France?
Yes, very excited. A little